gotta watch your image. You gotta be aware of your image. You don't want to have a bad reputation now, do you? So, you know, sometimes it's all about image. And make sure you look good and make sure you are protective of what people see. Let's talk about image and the surprising idea on the corner of truth and life. Hello and welcome to the corner of truth and life. This is Ira Hall, and in this week's episode, we're talking about your image. Now, when I say that, we might not start thinking about internet celebrities or regular celebrities or shallow people who it's all about their image, because, you know, really that's what celebrities especially worry about, is maintaining their image. But as much as it might be fun to pick on celebrities, they're not the only ones. They just do it in a certain way that makes, you know, maybe makes us want to mock them. But living my life here in New England and in Maine, one of the things I've noticed is that it's true of just regular backwoods guys, too. At camp every year, it's kind of funny because, you know, we have the first day of camp and the kids come in and we have teenagers. These aren't little kids. They're teenagers. And we sing. And some of the songs we have, they have some goofy emotions and stuff. And it's kind of funny because the new guys, and sometimes the girls, but particularly the guys, they don't do the motions, generally. And they might not even sing. Because they're guys, and, you know, they're tough guys, and, you know, you don't act in a way. You gotta be cool. You gotta be a guy and be macho, whatever. And so they don't, you know, they're afraid of looking foolish. They're afraid of looking, I guess, weak, if singing and doing motions is weak, but it's, you know, they're afraid of looking dumb. So they're going to do foolish stuff like that. Now, what's funny is they look around and the guys who have been around for a while, they're all doing it because they know we're just having a good time and they've gotten over themselves. And so pretty soon the new guys look and say, oh, well, the other guys are doing it. Oh, I guess it's okay. And then they loosen up, and pretty soon they're doing it too, and then they're not worried about their image anymore because they're having fun. But, and I mean, man, I don't know how many funerals I've seen where, like, you know, men afraid to cry, and they've got the sunglasses on so nobody sees their tears because they got an image. You know, they're a tough guy. And so you got to keep your tough guy image. And so that's the thing. But today, on today's episode, we're continuing this idea of really understanding even just church and different things in a new way. But this week, we're going to talk about image. But the way we're going to talk about image is different. We're not going to talk about maintaining your image. We're going to talk about the image of God. And this is a weird thing. And I'm not going to tell you that I'm an expert or that I understand it all either. But one of the things that is important to God is image, and not in the same way as an internet celebrity. He's not afraid of people thinking ill of him, but he does want to be known. And there's two aspects to God's image. First, and we find them both right early on in the Bible. And we're going to take the second one first. And the second one we find in the Ten Commandments. The second commandment says, you shall not make a graven image of anything in heaven and worship it. And this is oftentimes called the idol rule. Don't worship idols. And that's not inexact. That's not wrong. But sometimes it misses what God is saying in that commandment. He's saying, listen, I cannot be represented physically. And so don't be making these images of, you know, lightning or planets or even things on earth, animals, and then saying, that's God. He goes, because that's it's not a true representation. And so don't engrave images, because I cannot be depicted in an image. And it's God's concern of, he doesn't want a false representation of himself. He doesn't want us to misunderstand who he is. And he knows that we tend to kind of gravitate towards something simple. And he's not simple. And he can't be boiled down to some sort of weird carved creature. And so he said, don't do that. Don't try to represent me physically, because you can't do it. And it's not accurate. And pretty soon you'll be worshiping hunks of metal and thinking they're me. Or hunks of wood. And so that's the first thing of image, the graven image, says don't do it. Don't carve images, is what it comes down to. And it's actually that, a piece of that, that in Islam has turned into, it's wrong to make an image of even the prophet, of their prophet, because they say even that's disrespectful. But it's kind of a offshoot of what the Bible said about don't depict God. But that wasn't because it's disrespectful, it's just it's inaccurate. But the first statement of God's image is very different, and it's the opposite in a way. It said that when God created mankind, he said created them male and female. So he created mankind with two genders. And it says he created mankind in his own image. And first, we have to be clear that when he says his own image, he means mankind, not men. Even though God does refer to himself using masculine pronouns. But he's not human. And so now, what does it mean if God created us in his image? Well, he says when he, again, getting back to the second commandment, he says, I cannot be depicted by anything created. So it doesn't mean that he looks like a human being, because he's a spirit. So he doesn't have, you know, two arms, two legs, and head. You know, in Star Trek, it's always interesting how all the aliens look like humans in masks, because that's what they are mostly. But God isn't like that. So when it says, so then what does it mean that he created man in his image if he doesn't have a human appearance? Well, again, clearly he's not talking about that he created us physically to physically resemble him. Instead, it means that he created us like him. We have a will. We have the ability to choose. We have emotions. We can create. We are made similar to him. We are in his image. He made us to be like him. And in fact, because of that, the downfall of humanity has been to try to not only be like him, but to say we are him. And say, hey, I'm a God in myself. And mankind has sometimes tried to grab that and say, well, then let me be God. And God's like, well, no, you're in my image. You're not me. And that's a whole different matter. And that's not the purpose of our episode today, to talk about that. But the implications of being made in God's image are sometimes missed, and yet they're in the Bible. It's clear that part of what makes us valuable as human beings is the fact that he does see himself in us, in that he did create us in his image, so we are like him. I've got four children, and I see myself in them. I'm in some of them more than others, because in some of them I see more of their mom. And other than I see more of me. And I'll tell you, I'm much more happy to see my wife show up than myself, because, you know, she's the better of the two of us. But I see glimpses of us. Now, they don't always look like us, though there's obviously a family resemblance. But I still see my image in them. And I've got children in my church who are adopted. So they are not biologically connected to their parents. And yet, because their parents are raising them, they have the image of their parents in them as well. It's not physical. It's about who they are. And there's a connection there and a value, and God values that in us, that he values us because he created us, and he created us in his image, and he calls us his children. And so then what are the implications of that? Well, the Bible says that that is one of the big reasons why God is very big on how we treat each other. Last episode we talked about that he told us to love one another, to take care of one another, and he called us into community. One of the reasons we are supposed to care for one another is because God cares for us, because we're made in his image. In the book of James, James is talking about the tongue and how evil the tongue can be, and how the tongue can cause great damage. And it says, you know, with this tongue we praise God, and with it we curse men who are made in the image of God. In other words, if you're busy praising God and then you're cursing men, you're really, those two things don't go together, because man is made in God's image. So you cannot praise God and then curse his image. And that's tough, because it's not hard to curse man. I mean, we all know people that make it really easy, because they just, oh, they're, what's wrong with them? Man, they're just, oh, you know? And so it's easy to curse them, and we forget that they're still valuable, because they're made in the image of God. And there are people who do horrible things, and the things they do are indeed horrible, and the Bible says that there is accountability for those horrible things. And yet they're still made in the image of God. And yeah, boy, we mess up that image. We dirty that image. We betray that image when we treat other people terribly, when we curse men. But God said, listen, part of the reason why you're supposed to be good to one another is because I love y'all. And you're all made in my image. Think about how that might change how we engage in, especially politics, whether it be town politics, or whether it be national politics or international. Because we look at those that we consider opponents, or people that are doing what we don't agree with or think is wrong, and we, especially this day and age, seem to think that they are not deserving of respect. And we can make fun of them, and denigrate them, and tear them down, and mock them mercilessly. Because, well, they're stupid. You know, those Democrats, or those Republicans, or whoever your opponent is. And the Bible says they're a person made in God's image. And it matters how you treat them. And that's a sobering thought. That person who cut you off in traffic, they were wrong, and they shouldn't have done that. That was wrong. Did you curse them? Because they're a person made in God's image. And when we say, well, but some of these people, they just don't deserve it. And you're right, they don't. But then God says to us, yeah, you're right, none of you do. And yet, although you didn't deserve it, I loved you. Although you didn't deserve it, I cared. And although you didn't deserve it, I came down to give my life for you. And so when we say to God, but God, that person, they don't deserve it. God says, I know, and neither do you. And that didn't stop me, and it shouldn't stop you. God loves the world. The world is made in his image. And as much as we've messed it up, we need to remember that. And I hope that today, this week, that changes how you deal and how you look at your fellow man. Thank you for listening to the Corner of Truth and Life. This has been a broadcast of the Beans Corner Baptist Church, located at the corner of 133 and 156 in North J. We would welcome you to join us each Sunday morning at 8 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. for a service of music and challenge. If you would like to get more information on the church, listen to this show, past shows, or other messages, please visit us on the web at beanscorner.org or find us on Facebook. Thank you for listening, and we remind you to seek truth. This is Pastor Ira Hall. Have a great day.